Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Pitch to Abreu. Is launched to left field. That one's gone.
Astros here, there's no two ways about it. They're going all the way to the top.
Carlos Correa with an RBI chance. He could not catch up with the fastball, and Javier gets out of the jam.
We're believing there's a reason to cheer the Astros this season. There ain't no way it's gonna stop.
Alex Bregman sends one high and deep to left field, and it's gone.
There isn't any question.
And gone.
No, it's no buts, no fear. It's the Astros year.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
You can root for the All right, welcome back. Giving away, we are going to be live today at Wakefield Crowbar. And I'm going to be giving away Coors Lights from 3 until 6. So we want you out there. We want you to come on out, hang out with us, pregame there, and then watch the game at a great sports bar. So we will be there. It's on Ella just north for all of you Heights people. Ella just north of 610. So all our shows are going to be broadcast live from there right up until 6 o'clock, and then we have the Astros on. So you can listen to the Astros on.
I'm going to have to go play disc golf. I mean, I don't want this getting to. I want to save Roger for the first game of the ALCS. So I'll go out there to that course, Nottingham Forest, and try to just get there. Some courses I'm going to have to – there's some holes I'm going to have to navigate. But if it's going to be, it's up to me. That's really, truly the phrase I live by. And I go play disc golf. They'll get the win. I am Mr. October. The Astros are Mr. November.
Well, you'll also have to hang out with John and watch the game if you're repeating what happened yesterday.
That's true.
At the Crowbar?
At the yeah, well, come on for pregame over at the Crowbar.
I had meetings that I have already set up and changed due to the 1 o'clock start, and now I've got to look what Major League Baseball did to me.
Yeah,
now I got to like, oh, now what?
Did they consult with you before they did this?
I don't know. Should have been consulted with me and Roger Clemens. Right. What they should have done.
Roger Clemens joining us, brought to you by John Daspit, here to talk postseason baseball once again this year. It is one of our favorite times of the year and one of our favorite guests, Roger Clemens, with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Stay on that topic, though. Have you ever seen this, Roger? Have you ever been part of this where you thought you were going to play at one time and then within 24 hours it was switched to a separate time? How much does that change going from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock? Does that really alter anything for the Astros or for the pitcher, or is it beneficial for you?
Yeah, no, it doesn't. You know, as long as we know what's going on, everybody's locked and loaded pretty much on, you know, they give you a heads up on possibility of times anyway, so you just got to be ready for it. It's happened, oh gosh, probably 3 or 4 times at least over my career where when we were in the playoffs, they changed times on us. So not such a big deal at all.
Roger Clemens here, brought to you by John Daspit. Here is a big deal. In his 3 postseason starts, Christian Javier has batting average. It's they're 2 for 50. Roger, he's only given up 2 hits. You know that's the greatest three game run in postseason history. You're 4th on that list. When in 2001, you had a 3 game run where you were unbelievable, and nobody could get a hit off of you. But that's 4th on that list. How about Don Larsen was 2nd with his no-hitter included in his 3-game run, and then somebody else was 3rd. But how about this Christian Javier, 2 for 50 in 3 starts in the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, just under control, you know, calm like they talk about with Javi. I mean, when we talked about it, what we talk on Monday, we were looking for the 2022 guy, and we got him. I mean, he walked five. I mean, there's this game here, boys, you could go about 10, 11, 12 different ways. I mean, there's about 12 topics on this one. You know what I was happy about was, and he had to know it too, with Maldi back there on that foul tip.
Yeah.
That's a situation where that game could have got out of hand quick. He locked right back in. He walked some guys. Maybe it didn't look like it really bothered him a whole lot, walking, what was it? Three walks, really two on the fifth because of that foul tip. So, again, I'm glad that worked out. I thought it was, I thought it was going to be a deal where you heard the Twins fans counting down the pitch clock time, and they talked about affecting the pitcher. I think it affected the hitter too. I mean, when you're holding it down to 1 second before you start your delivery, it's ever who's focused when that's going on. You hear that. I mean, you hear it with a loud crowd in a visiting ballpark. So. But I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that I mean, the home run. What was it? The Abreu and Bregman's homers. Sonny Gray's breaking balls. Like I said, I was thinking about you two, both you two, John and Lance. You guys could have hit that one out. I mean, that was you talking about room service, man. So all the buildup with the shadows, the sun. How Sonny Gray has pitched. I mean, he was fantastic. And then you watch the leadoff hitter. You watch our boy, coming up there and doing his thing, Altuve, with the kind of buckled on the breaking ball, but still was under control with his bat, gets a base hit. Some of our lefties, by the way, welcome to the party now, Breo, Bregman, and Tuck, they're getting hot. So there's... You're getting to a point where you don't have a break as a pitcher. You can't make a mistake, and the guys are making you pay for it. So it's just it's just incredible. And of course, I think for me as a pitcher, Pena, his diving, the double play he turned in, what was it, the bottom of the sixth. I mean, that was good as everybody was ranting and raving about Trey Turner's with the Phillies. That was incredible play. And then you got to go to Yordan. I mean, it's ridiculous. We're seeing this is what I saw up close and personal with Carlos Beltran. You guys remember what he did?
Yep. For those who missed 2004
was incredible. Every hit he was getting, I mean, he was launching pitches that he shouldn't even touch. If you looked at Yordan's last at bat, he was almost smiling when he fouled off one or two of those. You look at they had a close up on him and he was shaking his head like, please go there again, and they did, and he roasted it.
How would you pitch? It's interesting because that low pitch that he just calls out, that changeup or that slider that he just crushes, and then say, well, he can't catch up to that high fastball, and then he catches up to the high fastball and hits that. How would you approach pitching Yordan right now?
Yeah, you better walk him. You can just rush him a little bit. Rush him inside for a strike and that, but he pulled those balls. You got to go back to what we talked about last time. We talked about giving that late inning home run opposite field. When guys are covering like that, a left-hander is covering, I mean, you have nowhere to go. Then, and really, he should have been 4 for 5. That's a base. That's a double that they gave the kid an error. When you leave your feet to go down to one knee and backhand the ball, That's a base hit. He was doing that probably thinking in his mind he was going to pick that and turn two. And right. Then he misses it, and they give the kid an error. But like I said, he should have been 4 for 5. But he's hitting that baby cutter in. Then they went two-seamer, and that one ran back across the – it wasn't middle. It was inner half, and he roasted that one. So he's just comfortable right now, man. He's balanced. You didn't see a lot of the guys overswing. I think Tuck went the opposite way. Mm-hmm. So when you see guys do that, that really causes when left-handers take me the other way, and they got plate coverage, we got a problem now. So either I'm going to have to start wearing some guys out inside and make them feel very uncomfortable, or you got to change quickly, and you can't rely on the sun and shadows, which were a big problem. I mean, Guerrero, he had a huge problem with that, and like the other guys did. But I mean, you'd have to ask our hitters if they were really sitting breaking ball. They sure looked it. They were going to get a boatload of them.
That's why I was thinking about you in the first inning, because when you see the pitches that were hit, they were sitting breaking ball. And I thought about all the times you told us, well, not all the times, when you told us how often people in the bench can pick up on little tells for a pitcher and how you always have to be kind of self-scouting. The way that they were hitting that, I almost thought, well, they came in either with the idea that we're going to sit breaking pitch, or maybe there was some kind of tell that they had picked up in his last start or couple starts on the breaking pitch. Is there a possibility that maybe they just jumped on him early because they had something on Sonny Gray?
Yeah, Sonny Gray, I mean, his curveball was better than his sweeper, which everybody talked about. He'd only given up one or two hits, whatever. They talked about his dominance over the Astros in April. We didn't have our spark plug in the lineup. Altuve wasn't around. I mean, that's a huge difference just to have him in the lineup and being dangerous. And but they were just, I mean, guys, when you talk about room service, those breaking balls, they weren't the ones that started on the plate and ended up two balls off the plate. They started middle in, and they stayed middle away. And I'm just telling you, if you can just put a good swing on it, and they were up, and you put a good swing on it, get a little backspin on the ball, they're going somewhere a long way. So, I mean, it was no difference than Abreu's. If you look at Ober's pitches that he threw to Abreu, I mean, they were just, I mean, and even the other guys that got base hits off him afterwards, he was a power thrower. You can't be a power thrower in this game. You got to continue to pitch, just like Christian did. I mean, he did a great job pitching and working his way through, even the walks, when he made his own little mess. He got out of it had great movement, great explosion on his fastball upper in the zone up. And but again, our left-handed bats with Houston, they're using all the fields, and it's fun to see right now. They're rolling, and like I said, with one or two guys rolling, maybe three, and now you have the other guys joining the party. It makes a long day for some of these guys.
The Twins didn't. I mean, listen, the shadows were the same for both teams. So I know Correa, Lewis and Correa, and even Kepler, they looked like they had no plate discipline. The difference was a lot of plate discipline, wasn't it?
Yeah, you saw them swinging at balls that weren't even close. And again, they're trying to guess and go. But yeah, once it got once the sun changed its location on the field, where it wasn't the pitcher was in the sun, then you have a dark spot, and then you have the sun again at home plate. I mean, it's fun to pitch in that, but you still have to pitch. You can't do that. And
yeah,
hey, don't overlook Molly behind the plate. I mean, you don't see too many guys shaking him off. That's why he's back there. Everybody's comfortable with this dude. So, he's pressing those buttons on that pitch comm, and nobody's shaking. They're going right with him. He knows he's done some homework on these guys, too.
Absolutely. Roger Clemens brought to you by John Daspit right here on ESPN 97.5 and 98.25. So what do you expect? Urquidy, his last outing, he looked great on the last Saturday of the season. Roger, he comes in here. He's had a up and down year. He was hurt. He's back. He's not been inconsistent. What are you expecting tonight between he and Ryan?
I think he's gonna be real efficient. I think he's gonna I think he's gonna work fairly fast like he always does. Rely on what's being called behind the plate, and I expect good things from him. I mean, he's got good stuff. He moves the ball around. It's just going to depend on how desperate Minnesota is and their hitters. I think when we talked last, we talked about those first three innings, man, and that's exactly what happened. It happened again. So, airtight defense, those strikes, get ahead and expand the zone. That's what I'm going to be looking for.
Did you like that he brought a six-run cushion? He brings in Hunter Brown to give the kid a little bit of confidence, although he struggled and he needed that pain you play. But that was, if you want to get a kid going, I guess you bring him in a situation like that, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a situation where you're pretty free with your body and your arm, and in the playoffs you get me one or two runs early, I can go to work and like we talked about, I'll preach it to you guys again. There's no fastball counts in the major leagues anymore. Some of these dudes get the 3-2 just to throw their breaking ball on purpose, and they run from the zone to do that. So. I loved it. When I was with the Astros, we were in the playoffs, and the boys got me one or two, it felt like eight. You know, you can just go to work, man. You're freed up. You can throw anything at any time. You know, I can go right to my split after strike one, and I might throw some guy five straight splits in a row when you have a two-run lead. So, well, you know, all bets are off.
Those guys got you no runs. Two runs must have seemed like eight because they never hit for
hey,
you.
I'm still trying to figure out how I want a Cy Young coming home.
Well, you know, Javier, the whole key with him is going to be because he is really an X factor. If you get the nine strikeouts were great, you had a bunch of swing and miss. I do think it's a different game for him against a team with plate discipline that doesn't chase because he did still have five walks and a hit batter. But, man, the stuff looks so much better. And
can't
I think
teach,
that
– can't teach it, baby. You can't teach confidence. And,
no.
And he was – I know he's calm-looking all the time and out there, but you can't teach confidence. And Dusty threw him out there and said, let's do it. And he's going to do the same thing.
How big tonight is that getting out of a bases loaded jam? I mean, that's got to also be something that kind of helps you grow from a confidence standpoint.
Yeah, being a little bit of a fly ball pitcher, and then when I would throw my two-seamer on purpose to try and get that ground ball, when I had realized, hey, this guy's a, you know, I'm not going to strike this guy out. He's choked up 2 inches on the bat. Again, I'm relying on my catcher, you know, Osmus back there, whoever it is. Pay attention to detail what these guys are doing if they make adjustments. And Minnesota better make some adjustments quick, and they better make an adjustment not to throw to Yordan.
Yeah, and Jeffers talked about it, their catcher. Oh, we challenged Yordan in game two. Look at, and it was great. Yeah, keep on doing that. Keep that same energy. I can't even see. There's no chance they throw to Yordan tonight, is there?
What do they say? It's like striking matches at a gas station. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Keep doing it. Keep that same energy. Well, exactly. We will talk to you about it again tomorrow, Roger. Great stuff. We really appreciate your insight. It is really, really great. And we really appreciate John Daspit for doing that as well. So thanks for being here, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
All right. There's Roger Clemens with us here. Should be Hall of Famer. And by the way, we're one win away from him joining us in the... for the ALCS, one win away from that series against the Rangers. We'll see if it happens. You know what's happening here tomorrow night is I was out at the Dana's radio show last night in Edo at the Little Woodrow's, and it was great. The fan support, the Cougs are out there. West Virginia is here in full force. They are ready to this is a big game. They circled it on their calendars as soon as it came out that October 12th, Thursday night, 6 p.m., TDECU Stadium. This is a big one for Dana. It's a big one for the Cougs and their Big 12 hopes. They want to get that first Big 12 win, and it's against West Virginia, his former team. It is going to be a great night. It's going to be pretty out. Let's go. Let's get out there. It's the blackout game celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. Running a special, get three tickets to the game, only $66 for West Virginia, Cincinnati, and Oklahoma State. All Big 12 games, just $66. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS. Let's fill the stadium. Let's not have West Virginia being louder. We got to get out there. Let's go, Cougs. Come early, be loud, wear black. uhcougars.com or 713-GO-COUGS.
ESPN 97.5. God listens to us too. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Offensive Masterminds, running an outside zone on your intelligence, John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, do we know where we found the new Astro song? It's Frank found it, huh?
Yeah, he sent it to me, produced with the highlights of yesterday's win. I'm not sure where he got this from. I mean, it's something I can check with him.
It has a taste of Chance in it.
You think Chance is the creative force behind this one?
I don't know. It's so... No, because Chance would want it to be good.
There'd be more production.
There'd be more production, and he would want it to be good. Unless he was...
Well, maybe he's following in his buddy's lead, who you think is trying to sabotage the show by his opens.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just... I think it's... Perfect. The song is almost perfect. But you don't have it without the
highlights. No, I don't have the unproduced.
We gotta have that.
You want this song? Do you want it to replace our traditional fave?
I think a combination of greatness. Why can't we have Tucker and Alvarez?
Okay. Well, because Tucker wants a 10-year deal.
Well, we've had more than a 10-year deal with All Systems Go. Okay.
So, do you want to send All Systems Go away? Let him join the Twins or something?
I want them both in the lineup. Why can't we have Yanks or the Mets? You can call up to the Rockies so high on the mound, but I hope no one ever forgets. Houston has a team that will fly above the rest. Yeah, sure, the Stros gonna win. If you're having any thoughts about,
where did this come from? I know Frank had it, but is it?
We're gonna find out where this greatness came
been,
from.
It's the Astros' year. There's no two ways about it. They're going all the way
like
to the
top. I like the
bass. The bass and the bottom half of that, you know, is. No way it's gonna stop. I think the bass player knows what he's doing.
What about the vocalist?
I think of all of them, I think the percussionist, the bass player are more on it than maybe the... I think he knows what he wants to say.
What about the ghostwriter?
From a phrasing standpoint, he struggled. Maybe there's a ghostwriter.
Standing on the mound on the launch pad, ready to rise.
He just gets very excited. He just can't stay on the rhythm because he's so excited to talk Astros.
100 miles a second is an interesting choice. 100 miles a second.
Were we trying to rhyme second there somewhere or no?
Let's review. Let's see if second was supposed to rhyme with something since you asked a question.
I don't think so.
Beckoned?
I don't remember.
Standing on the plate, standing on the mound, on the launch pad, ready to rise. Soaring over Houston 100 miles a second.
No.
You won't believe your eyes.
No.
Oh, man.
Eyes.
Man, that did not hit the rhythm structure.
It's perfect.
Of the,
what do you mean it didn't? It hit it perfect.
Are you supposed to? Did he make a song for us to laugh at? I'm not sure that's what he did.
Four greatness. He
it's
made
a standard 4/4 time, but he's almost in triplicate at times. He's not like
stop already.
Yeah.
I mean, stop. That
this
is
going to rip the whole show. No, I can't even do. Like, I'm not even. I'm such a good performer that I can't even.
Oh, okay, sure.
It's hard to screw it up that bad. Houston going to ride,
soaring over Houston 100 miles a second. You won't believe your eyes.
That's making me. It's making me physically.
It's making me. Love. I mean, with my whole being.
No. I love it. I mean, I obviously love it. It's like All Systems Go. I love it, but I'm kind of more into this right now than All Systems Go.
Well, because it's new.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of new. It's hot.
It's the new heat.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was thinking about, you know, Keira Knightley used to be my Keira Knightley turned into. She's pretty skinny, but Keira Knightley turned into.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Eye candy on this. The screen. My wife is the love of my life.
Obviously,
even if she's
that goes without
even
saying.
If she thinks I'm her op, but now it's more. What's her name? Mary Elizabeth Dua Lipa.
Oh, you like a little more thickness, I guess, than Keira Knightley. Who's skinny.
Yeah. Keira Knightley. I like Dua Lipa.
You don't have to make that face, Sean. It's unnecessary.
You don't like Dua Lipa?
No, Keira Knightley. That face is
like
rude.
Dua Lipa.
I like Dua Lipa.
Do you know Dua Lipa?
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you not be a fan
and
of Dua Lipa?
And also Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Yeah, she's plain. But yeah.
Plain?
Well, she's pretty.
Yeah, she's pretty. Yeah, she's okay.
Did you see her in Fargo?
Yeah. That scene in Fargo?
No, I didn't
now
see that.
But the bathtub scene.
Yes.
Was that real? Yeah, that's how I know he didn't
Are
watch
you sure
Fargo.
It wasn't a body double?
No, it was her.
You sure?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Dell googled it.
I don't know. I didn't watch that.
So did
I didn't watch that one because.
So
oh,
did
by the
I,
way,
Dell. It's real.
Ewan McGregor left his wife because of that. Okay. He saw that. He saw her in it apparently, and then saw a lot more of her.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Not condoning that, but I'm just saying.
I understand.
It was
So. I'm not condoning. I just understand.
Mm-hmm. You get it. You get it. Okay.
I'm
not condoning divorce.
I watch. No, I'm just saying.
It happened to me.
For you to be like, she's kind of plain and then admit that you never saw Fargo.
I didn't see
that's
Fargo.
That's fine. Fargo A is a great show.
Yeah.
Except for the one, Chris Rock one was kind of.
Well, anything that Chris Rock's accent, you already have an expectation it won't be great.
Yeah, he doesn't. His Rotten Tomatoes aren't great. So speaking of Rotten Tomatoes, so a lot of Astros talk so far. No Texans, but that's fine. This is Astros Day. But I'm going to say, I'm watching a David Beckham documentary.
Isn't it good?
Golly, I forgot. You know,
I didn't forget. I didn't know any of this stuff.
No. Well, some of it I didn't know.
I didn't know.
Yeah. I forgot about him. Did Wayne Rooney also get sent off early in a World Cup? I was at a British pub. I'm trying to remember if it was the Beckham one that I was watching. It seemed like it was.
The Beckham one's from 2002.
He got sent off in 98.
No, Beckham. Yeah. It was 2002.
No, he got sent off with a red card in 98.
I'm telling you. No, you're right. Because 2001, he scored against Greece in the qualifier to get them to the World Cup 2002. Yes. 98 in France against Argentina.
He did the kick, and he was hated. Like, Britain hated him. His own coach basically said he lost the game because he got sent off in the first 30 minutes
of
the match.
Which wasn't true because they went to penalties. So it's not like, sure, they might have won the game with them, but it didn't cost them the game.
That people hated him unless this doc. And did you see who did the documentary? Fisher Stevens? I had to look him up. He's very bro-y and all that. Tell him where he's from.
He was kind of the Weasley lawyer dude from Succession. Succession.
Who looks like Mr. Mackey with the tiny, tiny, skinny neck and the head that doesn't look like it fits on the neck. That's the guy who did this doc.
Oh, really?
That's whose voice you hear.
It's a really good doc.
But
really
I had no idea that he went through that. I mean, I kind of remember it. But we weren't in England. Like, we wouldn't know that he was living with this in every match he went to. David Beckham David Beckham and Victoria Beckham, man, they went through some stuff. This is a really good documentary.
I felt horrible.
I'm not done yet.
Him.
I mean, I'm not horrible done. I'm on episode 3. But...
And then he brought some on himself. So you'll see it.
Yeah, you'll see it. Yeah. The way he dances around that topic, and she does too. They never. Neither one ever says what he did.
No, but he did something.
Yes,
it was tabloid headlines,
fodder for days.
I don't remember that. Was it? Did it have to do with a waitress?
Extra.
And
we don't know. We don't know.
It wasn't pancakes. It wasn't pancakes.
There was no Perkins. No, it wasn't a Perkins.
It was someone who worked for them.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, because she's back in the news because of the doc. She's had to respond to people going after her. I think it was someone associated with them. Maybe she
Scary
was a
Spice.
It wasn't one of the Spice Girls.
What is it, Harry? Did you say
Scary? Scary.
Oh, Scary.
That's
Vice.
Mel B.
Mel B. Yeah,
that's a scary.
No,
scary
would you
Spice.
Think he would go after Scary Spice?
She's all right back in the day.
Was she?
Yeah, and then you have Sporty Spice, John, with the high pony. Who did backflips and all that stuff. And then you had the blonde one.
Baby Spice.
Yeah. And then you had...
Ginger Spice.
Who is that? Oh, the redhead.
Jerry Halliwell.
Because she's ginger, because she's a redhead.
Yeah, all the other ones were personality-based. She was like, oh, you got red hair. Ginger Spice.
Hey, get the redhead. Can they all sing, or is it kind of like, you know, like New Edition, right? I went and saw a New Edition concert. I was a big New Edition fan when I was young. But only three of them could sing. Like, Bobby Brown could sing, and then, of course, Johnny Gill could. But you also had Ralph Tresvant could sing. Wait a minute.
To answer your question, yes, all the Spice Girls could sing.
Two of New Edition couldn't
sing. The woman, Rebecca Luce, was their personal assistant, and she claimed that he cheated on Victoria with her.
Oh.
She did.
Well, what a snitch. And now she's paying the price for snitching.
Well, years later, because the doc's out, people are coming after her.
Yeah, we're coming after her again. What, was you a snitch? Shut up.
You just snitched on the radio the other day.
Yeah. I did not. What? About what?
What did he do where
about Steak 48?
Yeah! Oh, my God! You're the biggest snitch about the same thing!
It's common knowledge.
No!
It's not a snitch. It's common knowledge.
No!
Just because you didn't know doesn't mean it's not common knowledge.
No, I heard about it. I just know to keep my mouth shut.
Why don't you talk about Underdog Fantasy?
Now, I'm not going to keep my mouth shut about Underdog Fantasy because I want you guys, I really honestly want you guys to win, and I think your best chance is with my friends over at Underdog Fantasy. Did you know that Underdog Fantasy is where you are able to get your hands on $500 match? I've never seen this before. A $500 match on your first deposit. If you deposit $500, they're going to match up to $500. You deposit $200, they match up to $200. It used to be $100. They've now moved it to $500. This is incredible. It's an incredible opportunity for you. And what are you going to do with that money? Well, you're going to make money. And one of the ways you're going to do it is with their Pick'em Challenge, where you get to pick between two and five players. Pick two, three, four, five, and you are going to have an opportunity to win anywhere from three times to 20 times your original play. And in some cases, more when you're using their mystery pick. They have mystery picks that allow you to boost your winnings. And for some of them are like basically automatic wins. They're that easy. And some of them are more challenging. But you got a chance to hit if you go higher or lower than the stat total they put out there. So really do your homework. Do your, you know, study up on the matchups and things like that. You can do it for baseball as well. So your baseball game tonight, you can have that in there with your Pick'em Challenge. Whether it's daily fantasy, whether it's season long, or whether it's your Pick'em Challenge, you got a great chance. They got the mystery picks, and now they're matching up to $500 of your first deposit. Make sure that you go to underdogfantasy.com or download the app. Use promo code Lance. That's the only way you get that match. Use promo code Lance. When you make your deposit, you must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
You found ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I can feel it.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking.
You're back in the Veridex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, so the big news yesterday, Astros crushed the Twins, and hopefully they can get that job done again. If you didn't hear, Jose Urquidy against Joe Ryan tonight at 6 o'clock. It is going to be, hopefully a celebration. It's a road game, so the Astros should be a heavy favorite. The Rangers, meanwhile, win the series in three games, sweep the Orioles, just destroyed them in every way, shape, and form. They were really, really, really good. So, Eovaldi's pitching really well. Jordan Montgomery is pitching really well. Haney, I mean, they look really, really good. So this is going to be fun if the Astros can get through this and all Texas ALCS, a new. I mean, this hasn't really been a rivalry. So, I mean, they play for the Silver Boot every year, and the Astros have been dominating the series. The Astros dominated it, scored, 51 runs up there in three games. But this is a different team right now. They're playing like they did early in the season. So this is going to be really, really fun. It'll be a hot, hot ticket on Sunday night should the Astros. Now, the Rangers are going to have a lot of time off from Tuesday till Sunday. They're going to have to sit and wait, so maybe that'll cool them down a little bit. The Astros will have one less day to prepare or to sit and rust, or maybe even if they
sit and rust.
If they do powder coaters,
who's your?
Yeah, Robin, Houston.
They
powder
need
coaters.
To sponsor this.
Well, if they do start rusting out, maybe Houston Powder Coaters can get in there and they'll travel to them. They'll pick the Astros up and coat them right there at Minute Maid Park.
I want to hear from Urquidy, by the way. I've got Urquidy sound for you if you'd like. If you'd like to hear from Urquidy. Urquidy, Dusty told Urquidy he's in the team. He's getting a start. So the guy who has been there, done that in the postseason before, just came up with a big, you know, he kind of, I don't want to say Wally pipped France, but if France is able to pitch that last game and does a good job, I think France is in the spot. But Urquidy stepped up when France had to, you know, couldn't pitch because his wife was dehydrated and pitched great, and now Dusty named him the starter. And here is Urquidy, Jose Urquidy, right here talking about his opportunity to get the start.
Waiting for the chance since we start the series. I'm anxious to pitch tomorrow. I'm just to finish the series tomorrow and enjoy with the guys.
So he's excited to go. He and Joe Ryan will be taking them on at 6 o'clock, not 1 o'clock, 6 o'clock start because the Rangers ended their series. So the Astros move up to the 6 o'clock slot. It'll be 7 o'clock on Friday should the Twins win today. But you've got three games. The Braves and Phillies tied at a game apiece at 4 o'clock. The Astros and Twins at 6. And then the Dodgers and Diamondbacks at 8. The Dodgers are facing elimination. And Keith wants to talk about the Dodgers right now here on the show. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Gilbert had the heat in five. I won't ever forget that. But speaking of the Dodgers, you know, Dave Roberts, they won 100 games like four of the last 5 or 6 years, and they're going to get bounced potentially in the DS for the same amount of times. Is this potentially the last game for Dave Roberts, and is Gabe Kapler the next manager of the Dodgers?
Could be. I mean, the Dodgers, you know, they're, I don't know that you can put this on him when Clayton Kershaw goes out there and has a six spot in the first inning. And then, he did say Clayton Kershaw would start game four.
Yeah, but two straight years you get knocked out this early. Number one, I don't know how Aaron Boone is still there. I just think that Yankees and typically Dodge, will make more changes. And then the Dodgers, I feel like there should probably be changes in both of those. Not that everything's Dave Roberts' fault, but if you're the Dodgers, you expect to get deeper than this. Mm-hmm. Two straight years to be out like this. If this were soccer, he'd have been sacked a long time ago. You have one bad year and you're done. So I don't know. I don't know if Dave Roberts survives this.
Well,
if they get knocked out, and they're in, it's a pickle now. You got a sweep.
All the best teams are being eliminated. Baltimore won 101 games out in three games. The Dodgers are possibly going to be eliminated in three games. They were head and shoulders above. Atlanta is tied at one because of their comeback, but they were facing an 0-2 series, but they were able to bounce back. Philadelphia still has to be the favorite because they got these two home games. It's about who gets hot. And all these road teams are getting hot. It looks like it could. I'm guessing it's an Astros Philadelphia World Series again. And you don't see that too often. You don't see it not only too often, but you rarely see one team make the World Series 2 years in a row. Let alone both teams making the World Series.
I just can't even think about. Just don't want to lose the Rangers.
No.
They're saying, let's go Houston. Oh. We want Houston. You just don't, all of this, like, you just, that would be, I just can't have
you that. Got that, Del? Here's the Ranger
can't
fans.
Can't really tell.
It's hard to hear, but the Ranger fans were out there being reckless. Listen, this is reckless. The Twins wanted it. The Phillies wanted it. Everybody, the Yankees fans wanted it. Everybody seems to want the Astros. How's that work out for you?
It wasn't very boisterous.
No. I could hear it for two times, and then I couldn't hear it.
You could hear it. I'm sure there are people telling everyone to shut up. Because that's the response, even Ranger fans on Twitter, shut up! Don't do that! Don't you know what happens?
You know, my wife's got a We Want Houston shirt. Running Game Clothing makes We Want Houston shirts. And she had to bust it out. She got it last year. She had to bust it out for the playoffs.
She didn't wear it in Germany in the marathon?
No, she didn't rep the. She repped her Longhorn. She ran with her Longhorn stuff on.
She did?
She didn't wear Astro stuff. I'm sure they would have booed her. Boo! You are evil! Did I just get called evil by a German?
Wow, how ironic.
Yeah.
How ironic to be called evil by a German.
Now, Longhorns would run next to her or whatever, or people on the stands like, hook 'em! They'd yell who were at the Berlin Marathon. There were some Longhorns running
there. They did? Did they say, we're back? Texas is back, folks?
At the time, they thought they were back.
Yeah. Or did they say, overrated?
They didn't say that.
They didn't?
They didn't say that.
Okay. Because that's what they've been.
I think they said maybe Texas is back, folks. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I went to Germany, it was all Dion. And when I got back from Europe, it was like,
he's meh.
I went there, and it's one kind of Dion in Colorado. I come back, and it's another kind.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're not talking as much. What happened?
Not after the Oregon game. That kind of shows.
No, I think it shows how good Oregon is, too.
Yeah, it really does. You know who else is really good? John Daspit.
John Daspit's really good. John Daspit's the reason Roger Clemens is on with us again. He makes a donation to Roger's foundation, which does so much. We can get into that with Roger next time he's on. But Daspit wanted to do that. He wanted to be part of that, wants to be part of the community. And he and I were talking about baseball yesterday, just had a little baseball conversation briefly, and you know, he's a big Astros fan, big fan of a lot of things in sports, and that's why he's been so busy with the NIL scene. And so with John Daspit, you're going to get a guy who is the number one personal injury lawyer here in the city of Houston and in the state of Texas. You get the best settlements with John Daspit. He has a great winning percentage when it comes to when it gets to court, and most of the settlements get knocked out before it even gets to court, and he gets you more for your settlement so that you can pay all your bills. You do have money for your personal suffering. You do have money for your physical therapy and things like that. You shouldn't have to cover that out of your own pocket when you've been hurt through someone else's negligence. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Hey, the call is free. Getting consultation is free. They're bilingual. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or go to the website and get all the information you need at DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Take his pork chop.
I don't want his pork chop. I want his life.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
All right. Most exhilarating from yesterday. Abreu, Jose Abreu, Christian Javier, Alex Bregman bouncing out of his funk, or the total dominance of Yordan.
It's still Yordan. Like I want it to be Christian Javier. I want it, but there's just something majestic. Like there's something otherworldly about. This is some of the greatest Astro stuff we've ever seen. When Yordan gets locked in like this, because we've seen it before on multiple occasions. When he gets locked in like this, it's almost like you know you have the best player in baseball right now. There's nobody else in the playoffs as good as Yordan.
Yeah.
When this version of Yordan's there, he is one of the all-time great hitters in baseball history. You can't get him out. He's got plate discipline. He can hit to now. It can vary. He doesn't just stay in this zone. But when he gets in this zone, you want to talk about exhilarating. He can't miss baseball.
Yeah, no, you cannot miss his at bats. You just can't. And Dusty said that last year when he's up, you can't go to the bathroom, right? So he was. And listen, we got to stop this. And we talked about it a little bit earlier, but we got to stop. I mean, Yiner hadn't played basically for 10 days. Yiner was going to look bad yesterday. He did. He looked really bad at the plate. Yiner's going to have a great career. After Dusty's gone and Maldonado are gone, Yiner is going to be an Astro that we are going to be rooting for years. Right now it's Maldonado's time because that's what Dusty says it is. So let's root for Maldonado. And Maldonado's game yesterday, he had that single and then he had the shot off the wall. And he's handling these pitchers. Roger Clemens talked about it. He said these guys really like throwing to him, and they trust him. You don't see them shaking him off. Now, let's face it. He was a pass ball machine this year. He was great blocking balls behind the plate yesterday. The pitchers were not as good this year, so maybe some of the pitches that he did call weren't great all season long. The batting average or his catcher earned run average wasn't great. As a matter of fact, for a lot of the year, I don't know how it ended up with Yiner because Yiner didn't play too much behind the plate. I don't know how it ended up, but Maldonado's catcher earned run average wasn't fantastic. The guys love him. You have got to root for him. Stop with the I want to be right thing. I want to be right about Yiner versus Maldonado. Maldonado is going to be behind the plate, and Maldonado is going to be at the plate in clutch situations, and hopefully he comes through. Same with Dubon and Chaz McCormick. You know, I want to see Chaz. I got to see. Dubon was great yesterday. Dubon, you know, had. He,
well,
it was
all of
fantastic.
Us, but you're like making your comment against yourself, against me, against everybody. We've all said the same things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I want to see Chaz.
I know.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
I want to see him, but when Dubon is in, I'm not going to root against him.
Are you saying? No. Okay. Well, that's a separate thing. If we're doing that in the playoffs, you got to go. I mean, you just have to go cheer for another team. I don't have any, I can't stand people who cheer against their own team to try to be right.
That's
but are you saying right now that in Dusty we trusty? Is this what you're saying?
Listen, you have to, because he's coming through again. He's coming through again. So, and I listen, do I love Dusty during the regular season? No. Was this a grind all season long? Was it frustrating? Yes, it was. Whether or not it's just the guys are just so much better in the postseason and pressure situations, it doesn't matter who Dusty throws out there. I don't know. I don't know what the case is. All I know is he's winning again, and we're about to hopefully get to a point where it's going to be at a feverish pitch. They win this game tonight, and you got the Rangers up next. This will be as exciting a series as we've seen in this 7-year run.
I don't know, man. The Yankees.
Yeah, but you swept them and you destroyed them.
Yeah, but the first chance to go to a World Series in 17 against the Yankees, that was huge.
Okay.
That was huge. Gone to a World Series. I thought the Boston series was a huge one that same year. I think the Boston series was it Yordan that wrecked him or Altuve?
Bregman wrecked him.
Not 17. I'm going back to 21.
Oh, Maldonado threw out the runner at second in that huge game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
another Eovaldi.
That was pretty electric, too. Yeah, we saw Eovaldi. We've seen him a few times.
And we're going to see him again, hopefully.
There's so many of them. I don't know.
This one will be as electric as any series we've seen.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I still think the Yankees, home and away. But the Rangers, so an interesting thing happened this year. Did you see the story about baseball's attendance jumped 30%?
Yeah.
Right? And they're like, oh, baseball's back. Well, here's what actually happened. Because then the ratings were down on TV. And so it doesn't seem to make sense. I thought baseball's back and the ratings are down on TV. What happened was it's not the same old, same old. In other words, Ranger fans started tuning in at a really high clip. Rangers fans were Orioles fans were tuning in at a really high clip. Some of the teams, Toronto fans, like some of the teams who have been on the outside, Arizona fans are tuning in at a higher clip. So you had some teams now tuning in that maybe didn't used to tune in for as long, as often or as long as they were before. So the attendance numbers, the TV, I shouldn't say that the I'm not, when I say tune in, I mean, they're involved in the season longer. They're actually coming out to the games. Orioles fans are coming out to the games. Arizona coming out to the games. Rangers fans were really into this because they were winning the whole year, basically. And so you really had the attendance went up because some of the same old, same olds are still going to get their, they're going to get their attendance. But some new teams started to see big attendance spikes. So you had an attendance spike in Major League Baseball, but then it's not going to happen, and regionally it will on TV, but not nationally. What they're going to find is that with the Yankees not in it, if the Dodgers get eliminated, I think if Philadelphia gets eliminated, frankly, there's going to be more people watching for Philly than Atlanta.
Atlanta, right.
And if the Astros were to get eliminated, I think the TV ratings, it doesn't matter because I've been there before where I don't care what the TV viewers, I love the Rockets, didn't care if the national people wanted to see the Rockets against the Knicks, don't care about what you wanted to see about the Astros. So if you're a Ranger fan or anyone else, that's all you care about. But for all the attendance talk, you're going to notice the TV ratings, I think, are going to go down if the headliners aren't in it. They're going to go way down.
Yeah. I don't care. You're right.
It doesn't matter, though.
I don't care. I'm not watching if the Rangers are in it. I'll tell you that right now.
I can't watch them.
I don't have a disgust, but I do. I
don't want them to have something on us.
I didn't want the Orioles to win, but then I did because the Astros are better against the Rangers, but I did, still couldn't root for the Rangers.
But I just don't want the Rangers to have something on us.
No.
I mean, if you really want to know the truth,
yeah.
It's that simple. Yeah. I don't want the Rangers. We already wiped them out earlier this year like, we won the division. And I don't want them to get the payback. I'm petty like that.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And I think most Astros fans are the same way. Like, damn it, Orioles.
Yeah.
Now, on paper, the Rangers are a better matchup for the Astros. On paper, based on the results we've seen. But this Ranger team, it is about who's hot. We've seen it before. And Rangers are hot right now. So, let's see what happens. But I'd love to see Astros Rangers. It'll be cool. But, man. You're right. I really want them to win that series. Can you imagine three straight World Series appearances for the Astros? God, that'd be incredible.
So good. All right, 856, 857, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's go. Your Astros
won
what
the hell's wrong with you people?
The biggest game of the year. And it was the biggest game of the year. Make no mistake.
Was it another biggest game of the year?
No, that one was the biggest game of the year. Every step, it's bigger.
Dell, how many have we had this year?
How many
biggest games of the year?
Am I right
or
am I right, Dell? Was that the biggest game of the year?
What, last night's game?
Yeah.
I mean, I think every playoff game.
So this next one's the biggest of the year?
Biggest? Well, no, because if they lose, now Friday will
be. Yeah, but what if you win?
No, yesterday's to take the 2-1 lead was bigger than tonight.
When you are tied
tonight,
in the series.
If you don't win this, then you have to burn you have to burn Justin Verlander.
I know, right.
So this might be the biggest game of the year.
It might. Well, you could talk me into it. This is the biggest game
of the
year.
I don't think it takes much to talk you into that particular line of thinking.
No.
I think game three will still maintain biggest game of the year status no matter what happens in game four.
I think so, too.
If you lose, then game five obviously becomes the biggest
game
of the year.
It's called BGOY, biggest game of the year.
That's right.
BGOY is what
we're calling
it.
It's the new BGOY.
Today isn't the BGOY.
Today, no.
Well,
yesterday.
What about the Texans this
yesterday
weekend?
The Texans this Sunday? No, that's not the biggest game of the year.
For them? Up to this point?
To not fall two games below 500?
They were already two games before.
Well, let's not do it
you're
again.
You're 2-3. Yeah. Do you want? I mean, you got a chance to go 3-3.
You can't do biggest game of the year yet in football.
Why not?
Because, for the Cowboys, that was probably the biggest game of the year, yeah. And they got their ass handed to them, which was awesome. Which was
watch this.
Perfect.
Answer as fast as you can. Ready? Who do the Texans play?
Texans are playing the Saints.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to see if you win.
I knew that.
No,
they're playing the Saints
this
at home.
In day of our world, they are, and you're typing.
No. You know what? I know this.
This is what everyone's talking about. Derek Carr, CJ Stroud.
Everyone is talking about home bank right now. That's what everybody's talking about. Well, everybody in this room that's talking is talking about home bank. Home bank is where you are going to find a banking needs for you and your people. It is awesome. Home Bank is the place to go. They've been doing this forever, Home Bank. They just got into this market, but they've got locations, 42 total banking centers throughout the country. It's not some small bank. This has been going on for 115 years. Community bank since 1908, still rocking it. I don't know if anybody is left over from when they started in 1908. I don't think so, but I will say this. They know what they're doing. They've got a standard. They're local bankers with local knowledge. All of the people, I'm telling you, they've still got all of the people in place that were here before. They know the local market. Business and personal banking solutions for nearly any need. Their rates are competitive. It'd be a checking or loans or whatever it is you're looking for with your small business. 5 greater Houston locations, River Oaks, Sugar Land, Gulf Freeway, Clear Lake, Friendswood. Stop by any home bank location or visit home24bank.com. Home Bank, good for business, good for life. Home Bank, member FDIC.
97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir. The check is in the mail.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.